Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
If you see someone exalting himself and arrogant about his abilities, know that even if he has created great signs, even if he has resurrected the dead, he is being robbed by an evil spirit without realizing it. Even if he performs miracles, do not believe him, because the sign of a Christian is to hide from others any gifts that God has deemed worthy for him to receive. Having the riches of a king, the Christian hides them as though to say, "These are not my riches, someone else put them there." If someone says, "What I have acquired is sufficient for me, I don't need any more," he is already not a Christian, but is in a state of delusion and has become an instrument of the devil. Because rapture in God is insatiable, the extent of one savoring it and partaking of spiritual blessings is the measure by which the hunger for it is increased. Such people have a fervent and unstoppable love for God. The more they succeed and acquire, the more they acknowledge themselves as merely beggars. Saint Macarius, in writing this small text, teaches us an important lesson and gives us a reminder that though we have heard it before in one way or another, we constantly need to hear again, that there is nothing in this life in which we are able to boast, and that indeed boasting is a sure sign that those gifts that we have been given have not yet been truly, faithfully received in a Christian manner. Saint Macarius is very bold in this. Not only does he say what we perhaps might expect a good pastor, a good teacher, to say, that if we have received gifts, we are to acknowledge that they are not ours, that they are things given to us, put into our safe keeping. He gives the example which we just heard of a Christian receiving riches from a king and hiding them, saying, "These are not my riches, someone else has put them there." Never able to say to himself, "They are mine, and they are sufficient, and I need nothing more." We expect the good pastor to thus teach his flock, that we may know that whatever is received is a gift from the true King, the God of all, given solely for our benefit and help, but not that we may lord it over others, or that we may view it as that which makes us lords ourselves. The extent of our desire for God must cause us always to see every gift that we are given as something placed in our trust by the Keeper and the King of all. And yet Saint Macarius goes farther than simply this advice, as pure and as helpful as it is. He says something which we do not expect. And that comes in that opening section of this text that I've just read, where he speaks to us of those who do miraculous things. And he is not speaking of liars or tricksters who only seem to do these things. He is speaking of those who perform a miraculous work, a good, a holy work in its own right. And yet, if they are arrogant about their abilities, he says, we are still not to trust them. Still not to consider their works signs from God to shape our lives. Hear again what he says in all of its dramatic insistence. If you see someone exalting himself and arrogant about his abilities, St. Macarius writes, know that even if he created great signs, even if he resurrected the dead, he is being robbed by an evil spirit without realizing it. Even if he performs miracles, do not believe him, because the sign of a Christian is to hide from others any gifts that God has deemed him worthy to receive. Think of what he is saying. Even if we see someone raise the dead, heal the sick, perform miracles and great signs and wonders, if there is not humility, if we see any trace of the arrogance that would claim these powers, these miracles for himself, or that they are the result of his own sanctity, of his own piety, of his own discipline, then even if we see such wonders, we are not to believe, not to follow. For the miracles wrought by the true Christian are those wrought from the secret heart, from a heart which holds its gifts in secret, the wonders that it might perform being the outpourings of grace that God himself deems to make manifest to the world. Not the person himself or herself, but God himself shows forth these miracles to others, as and when it may be necessary. This reminds me of one of my very favorite sayings in all of the patristic heritage, which comes from our father among the saints, Basil the Great, who says, "It is blessed that after a time God may choose to give you to the world, but more blessed still that in silence he choose to keep you all to himself." There is a spiritual strength that comes in that secret, quiet hiddenness of the heart. And this is where true miracles are born. But their being given into the world is always an act of God's mercy and love. It is never an act of the power of his human creature. And the moment that we sense that what we are seeing is the fruit of that arrogance or pride, however kindly or piously a cover or guise it may be given, and most often those who seek to exert their arrogance over others are those who have tested and tried a thoroughly well-worn false humility, just the right soft-spokenness, just the right glance of the eyes. But the moment that we start to sense that through these things, what we are experiencing is the exaltation of one's own self, then we must recognize there is great spiritual work yet to be done. A true Christian, the sign of a Christian, St. Macarius says, is to hide from others any gifts that God has deemed him worthy to receive. And then if God himself shall make those gifts known, so be it. Let us remember this example, not as a stick with which to beat others, or a new rule by which we may cast judgment on others, therefore falling prey to the same self-delusion, but let it instead be a counsel for our own spiritual life. Whenever I believe, much less claim to another, that I have attained some spiritual growth, that I have attained some wisdom or authority, whether it has come through learning or whether it has come through long years in an office, in a ministry, in a monastery, in a parish, the moment that I start to believe or to claim that I have gained a certain wisdom which is now mine, I have, says St. Macarius, fallen short of the sign, of the symbol, of a true Christian heart. The more a true Christian succeeds, St. Macarius reminds us, the more he acquires, the more he acknowledges himself as but a beggar. The sign of our true spiritual growth is not coming to an understanding that we have advanced, that we have matured, that we now possess sufficient experience or wisdom. The sign of spiritual growth is that we start to see our true poverty of all things good, that we start to see that what little we have that is good is but a gift entrusted to us for a time by the heavenly King, that we ourselves, for all of our experience and education and wisdom and training, have become more and more stricken by the poverty of our heart, that being so stricken we may receive more and more fully the goodness of God. Let this word from our Holy Father be something that inspires our own spiritual growth after the true manner of what St. Macarius calls the real Christian life. Not of arrogance, not of pride, not of false possession of the good, but of a heart seeing itself always as a beggar, receiving mercifully, unexpectedly, and without warrant, the good gifts, the eternal gifts, the life-saving gifts of God Himself. And so may we, through His grace, attain unto His kingdom.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.